What did the White House spokesman Robert Gibbs have to say about Killifer's decision?
Well, you know, they held the press conference today. I was expecting him to at least address it, and he didn't say much. They said for both Nancy Killifer's position and Tom Daschle's position, which you guys mentioned earlier, they're looking for new nominees, but he didn't say much more than that.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time up here today looking through the rearview mirror or playing Monday morning quarterback on all this. The president understands that each of these individuals has served this country with distinction, appreciates that service. Each asked to withdraw their nomination, and the president on each occasion accepted those withdrawals. Each also decided they couldn't distract from the agenda that the president was pursuing, that the agenda that he was pursuing is bigger than them, it's bigger than me, it's bigger than any of us that serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States. That's the work that continues here at the White House. It work that started many days ago and will continue both today and tomorrow.
So there's White House view. What about the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue and government generally?
It was interesting because government in general was disappointed. I mean, the people I've talked to and people inside and outside of government really expressed big disappointment. They said that Nancy Killifer really brought a really great mix. She understands government. She understands private sector. She understands international, what is going on around performance and performance management. She brought so much vision. There was expectation of vision, of strategy, that there was, you know, excitement around her nomination in many ways. Now, outside of government and Capitol Hill, our own Max Kakis, who we'll hear from later today, his reaction that he got from a number of different senators was, Nancy who?
Yeah, a lot of people weren't even aware.
They weren't aware of her, or they weren't aware that she had stepped down or withdrew her nomination. I did get a comment from Senator Joseph Lieberman, the chairman of the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, whom Killifer would have went before as for her confirmation hearing. And obviously he expressed his disappointment and urged the Obama administration to name someone to replace her as soon as possible. The other interesting thing that came out was the Senator Susan Collins, the ranking member of that committee. No comment.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I figured I'd get something, you know, disappointed. We hoped it up.
No comment because she wasn't fully...
Just had no comment at this time. That's all I got.
That's hardly fair.
Well, that's what I told her.
Well, you have to throw a flag on the play. And I was hearing the same thing that, you know, this was a person who she had experience with a consulting firm that focused it on management principles. She's written a lot about performance issues. So a lot of disappointment that this was somebody, you know, I think there's a real eagerness for change. And then all of a sudden, this is sort of harks back to 1992.
But there's a very legitimate reason
Absolutely.
For that. I mean, she withdrew her name, regrettably, because of this whole issue with the taxes and the lien on her property.
Correct.
With D.C. government. So how is this then going to impact the focus?
Well, you know, I talked to John Desenberg, who is the over at the Performance Institute, and he says that finding someone else to replace someone like, you know, Nancy Killifer is going to be tough. And the fact is, this is going to really slow down what's going to happen around performance and performance management. And even the government people I talked to said having someone in that position. There's so much going on. If you think about the stimulus package, if you think about the appropriations, right. Both the 09 and 010 budget for most of the civilian agencies and all of the government for 010, there's so much that's happening right now. You really need that DDM in place, for one, because the Deputy Director for Management has such a huge role in all of that management issues around budget and new provisions, but also because of the expectations of how to manage these things. So there's just a lot of uncertainty. I think it's going to push everything back. I think it's going to slow down. And I think it's going to also affect morale a little bit. I mean, no one expressed to me that I talked to, oh man, we're doomed, because no one believes that.
Right.
But it's going to take, you know, 3, 4, 5 more months.
Now, you had talked to folks at OMB. She had not started yet. She was building a team.
I talked to people who said in government who said that she had had some meetings with her staff people, but nothing regular. She was not working at OMB. She was part of her transition work. But, you know, everyone that I've talked to, both inside and outside of government, have been impressed by her and what she brought. I don't know, Chris, what was you got some reaction to?
She was meeting with a lot of the former people in that job.
Yeah.
A lot of people who know government workings and have studied this for a long time. So she was thinking about, okay, who do I appoint for the head of Office of Procurement Policy? Those kinds of positions, which usually are months down the road. You know, I had a couple folks who said, you know, we were all shocked that somebody was even thinking about the OFPP at this point in time. It's really unheard of. So all of a sudden, it does, to a certain degree, I think all of a sudden you're back, okay, somebody wants to build their own team.
Right. And now they're not going to until we get a new someone.
Right.
And I think that's part of what we're going to deal with next. Now, a couple of things that are interesting tidbits that I've just picked up just right before I came on the air here is her, now AP, Chris, you said reported this too, but her nomination was never sent to Congress. When someone gets, when the president gets up there and says, I'm going to nominate Amy Morris for deputy director of management, usually the next thing you see.
He just made news.
There you go, I made news. The next thing you see is email says the president has sent these nominations to the Senate.
Right, right.
We never saw that with Nancy, and it's been 3 weeks in between the time that the president named her and now. And the people I've talked to said, you know, well, what's going on with that? That's a sure sign that something was wrong. They knew about there was a problem.
Well, and David Mark from Politico, who we spoke to at the top of the hour, mentioned that they knew that these issues were out there. And it was almost as if they had a little bit of walking with a little bit of a swagger.
Yeah, it sounded kind of like allegations of hubris.
Yeah.
Now,
if I may.
The other thing that I picked up on just recently, and Chris, you've talked about this a little bit, I think, is they were set to name their new administrator for e-government and IT on Thursday, Vivek Kundra from Washington, D.C. CTO?
Yes. For D.C.
And the question is, are they still going to name it? From what I'm hearing, they will name him on Thursday. We'll have to wait and see if it actually happens or if they're going to put everything on hold again. The trickle-down effect, OFPP, e-government, the CTO even.
But they can't name somebody like that for that position until after they named the person in charge.
Just remember, the Washington Redskins named their offensive coordinator before their head coach.
And yeah, who how's became, that working for
And
them?
Who became the head coach? The offensive coordinator that they named. So maybe Vivek will become DDM.
Look at you spreading rumors and innuendo.
No, I'm just making the analogy to football.
There you go.